Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Let's talk about this monumental moment in the Pink Nookie journey. You hear about this thing called InvestFest. Mm-hmm. Walk us through it.
Our social media manager, her name is Jaleesa, she sent me a post on Rashad's page, and it was like talking about InvestFest, and it was like a week away, and you guys still have vendor slots open. But I'm like, well, I've never heard of Rashad or InvestFest, and I clicked on this link, it's $2,000, I'm not doing it. And she said, read the comments. So I'm looking at the comments on your post, and so many people are like, InvestFest changed my life, and it did this, and it did that. And somebody said, well, I moved to Atlanta after I did InvestFest. And that struck a nerve with me, because we just came to Atlanta like a few months before we moved to do a vendor event. And just seeing like the culture there and how people really support Black businesses, and
like unreal.
Yeah, man. That's not natural where we're from. So I'm like, forget it. We're moving to Atlanta. So that specific comment made me say, okay, let me just go ahead and buy the table. And then when I got the table, you know, we got there the way InvestFest is. You know, you can come set up a day before. Well, we walked in and everybody's booths are like outrageous. Here we come walking.
It's intimidating.
Yeah, we're walking. All we have is a banner with the Pink Nookie logo on there and a pink tablecloth. Like nothing. So while our team was bringing in products, I left and went to Hobby Lobby, like looking for little shelves to put on the table and everything. It was so crazy, but we sold out that event.
Worked it.
Yeah,
and
we did.
And so, all right. So that was your first year, and then next
year, which was last year,
mm-hmm.
what was the thought process going? So you was a seasoned veteran. You had 1 year under your belt. What was the thought process going into year two?
We invested in a totally different setup. We had like a backdrop. It lit up with the logo and everything on there. I actually had people come down, and like my mom came, my social media manager came. We made sure we had, like, we shut the website and store down for a few days just to be able to make inventory for Invest Fest only, because it's crazy. Like, you have to have enough business card. I mean, it's just
it the way is, we hustle. Yeah, yeah. Like, cause we hustle, we stand in the middle of the crowd,
stopping everybody. You walking by, come here, let me show you something.
So we had to be extra prepared, cause we know we gonna hustle. We got a big goal, so we can come to play.
Yeah, year one was there nerve, right? Was there anxiety built up of like hopefully this works? Cause you didn't have the best experience.
Yeah,
that's the first question, and the second one was as far as inventory. Cause I always wonder, right, when people are doing their vendor booths. Do they realize what's about to happen?
No, they don't realize.
Did they over-prepare or did they under-prepare? So did you guys sell out of all products like day one, day two, or by day three? It was like, we got to figure something out. I got to go to the shop and make
stuff. The first year, we had to go home that night and make stuff.
At the Friday?
Yeah, the first year.
Okay.
We had to go home and make more stuff. And then the parking situation for Invest Fest is crazy. So we had to walk with carts of stuff. You have to walk a while. So it's... I don't think anybody prepares for Invest Fest. But last year, when I seen you guys announce the date, I shared it. I'm like, I'm going to this event again, change my life. And people from all over were writing me, like, how did it change your life? And I gave them the same story that I told you guys. But I think they still underestimated, because when I went by their booths, they're still, like, sitting back in their phones, not missing people. I'm showing them all the pictures of everybody I've seen. They're like, I didn't see that person. Yeah, because you're in your phone. You're not paying attention.
I'm in that Rolodex.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it's not just for investors. This is just a lesson in life, right? I feel like as an entrepreneur, like, you got to hustle. Like, it's not, nothing is going to just fall into your lap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I learned. I was in sales before this, and I couldn't just sit behind my desk and just expect people to call me.
Right.
I would have to go out and get out of my comfort zone. And I feel like a lot of vendors don't fully understand that, right? And they feel like, okay, well, Rashad didn't come talk to me. Like,
yes.
It's like, it's 20,000 people there.
Yes.
I'm not the person that, I'm not the only person
but
here.
They told me that.
No, but I'm just saying.
There's so many other people there.
Yeah.
The thing about it is,
that's the part.
When you guys... Anybody, when you're thinking about doing Invest Fest, look at the pictures of the people who you say are going to be there. Sometimes y'all don't have the pictures, but you have the names. Get familiar, Google those people, because they're going to walk through the marketplace. That's how you have it. Subconsciously, y'all have it set up for the vendors to win, but the vendors aren't paying attention. Because the way to get to all the speakers, you have to go through the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can get anywhere without going through them. I mean, Steve Harvey, Tyler Perry, everybody walked through the marketplace.
And that's done intentionally. We always try to walk the big names through just to create that buzz, create that, you never know. So last year, Jeezy did a book signing. We walked Steve Harvey through.
Dan Cathy walked through on his own.
You met Dan Cathy.
Yeah.
So tell us about that experience.
I feel like I did.
It was you. Tell the story then. Because you did bring them to me.
It was a Sunday.
Yep.
And it was Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who is this man walking through here with Chick-fil-A on
and
a
it
Sunday?
It was early, mind you.
It was probably like 8:30.
Like, nobody wasn't even there. It was probably like 3-4 vendors out.
Yeah.
I remember.
And he had bags in his hand.
Of Chick-fil-A. That is the thing that got me. Like, so we're setting up our booth, and Ricky's like, who is that man? I said, I don't know. He got Chick-fil-A. So he like, shoot, let's throw some. We throwing products in the bag to catch it, because he's all the way past.
Yeah, and he had his name tag on.
So we went and took pictures with him and everything. And when it came time to take the picture, of course, me and Ricky are together. He's like, oh, put the rose in between the two thorns. And he was just so cool. Like, he talked about the products.
We gave him men's products and women's products.
That's the thing. And what you're saying is correct, right? So, like, even in the lobby part, everyone's face who's speaking is there.
Yeah.
And so the names are there, the faces are there. Like, I remember last year walking through with Robert Smith, and I brought him over to a booth. And I won't say the business, but they had no idea who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, let's just keep going. Let's keep going.
Even if I don't know who a person is, you can kind of tell. So I'm going to take a picture, and then I'm Google image search it later. And I'm like, oh, I got a picture with this person.
That's how I did, too. Yeah. It was like five people we took pictures with later on. Google, I'm like, oh, okay.
Because I didn't know who Mike's wife was at first.
Okay.
But I took a picture with her. Mm-hmm. And then Mike came around. Mm-hmm. And then he, you know, he's so cool. And he's like, yeah, I got to bring my wife back. And he brought her back. I'm like, all right, talk to her. Like,
DJ Scream did that first year.
Yep, he DJ brought his Scream, wife back.
We talked to him about our store and products. He's like, I'm going to bring my wife back. We like, all right. And he really came back, brought his wife back. This was the first time we went to Invest Fest. Yeah.
How important is it? You talked about giving product away to, like, you know, celebrities and stuff like that. How important is that? Like, talk about that as a marketing strategy.
Like, see, I'm come from the streets, so, you know, in the streets, you get it, the junkies, the free products to make them come. And if the product's good, it's going to sell itself.
That's a fact.
So that's really a big part of us succeeding. It's just like coming from where we come from, coming from poverty, that helps. That really is a plus for, like, the hustle. So it's always in my eyes like, how is it going to hurt? What's going to hurt?
Or even if you don't take it, because I've had celebrities like, oh, I don't want to take it. Or, you know, obviously I'm in a feminine hygiene lane, so sometimes it's kind of sketchy on it. But 9 out of 10, I'm going to have on a Pink Nookie shirt. You're going to take a picture with me. Your face is clickbait. So I'm going to post a picture, and it's going to bring more people to my page just because, you know, it's a celebrity. They're like, I took a picture with Dame Dash. I had gave him the men's product, and it's called the Log Cleanser. And he was like, Log Cleanser? But he took a picture. He took a picture with me and everything.
It's some like Emmett from The Shy, he didn't even want the products, but I still got a picture with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told him to hold it. Like, I'm aggressive. So, hold it. Like, they don't even get a chance to say no, huh? Snap a pic. All right, cool. The people going to think he got it. You know what I mean? So, it's really, it be simple. People make stuff so hard. Yeah. It's just so, it's a room full of people. What's so hard? 20,000 people.
Somebody,
hundreds of celebrities.
Your target audience is there.
And they coming to spend money.
Right.
Like, yeah. So all you got to do is just sell the product.
So, that's important. The money part is important. So, how many products do we have? Well, for him is the men's brand, mm-hmm. Yes, and then Pink Nookie. How many products does each brand have?
Pink Nookie has about 13, mm-hmm. But I have a top 6 that I take everywhere or that I push the most. Mm-hmm. So that's what I bring, and I always sell out of them.
So when you bring the, I'm assuming when you're thinking about an event, let's say InvestFest, you're saying I'm gonna bring the top 6 or the top 3, and then how are you managing price points, right? Because we want to make sure that this is profitable for us when we get the booth. Is that like the team meeting before? Is it like a strategy that goes into preparing for an event like that?
I sold the products at the same price I always do. But, you kind of gauge the person you're talking to. And if I can kind of tell, like, okay, they want to buy, but they maybe can't afford it at the moment, then I'll change the price, you know, give them a discount or oh, we're at InvestFest. Use InvestFest to get 30% off or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. to secure the sale. Because like you said, once you get the product, you'll come back. So, and I can tell that worked because every year our business doubled after InvestFest.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.